God's always fair. But don't worry, you get something. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is good. Tonight, like I said again, I always pick myself up to go further. It's not the easiest thing in the world, but you can do that. Let me talk to you about, since we are closing, we are rounding up, I want you to kind of take it along with you. Take it along with you. One of the things we said we are going to do this week or this month is to sing, exalt, praise, and thank God. Now, let me show you. I want to see them. All right, thank you. Can you try and get it down a little bit? It's feeding back. Reduce the gain. Reduce the gain. Thank you. For me, that's where the noise is. All right. I want to take my time to show you a form of thanksgiving that people don't know about. And this is very important. Let's go to Chapter 9, 2 Corinthians. Can you hear me? It's bad. Yes. They're trying to fix it. I don't like to hold anything in my hand. If this doesn't work, I'll try this one. Okay. Can I use this one by me? Okay. All right. Okay. Did you hear this one now? Did you hear this one? Which one you do now? Do you hear me at the back there? All right. Beautiful. Let's go. Chapter 9, 2 Corinthians. Have you ever heard of this kind of thanksgiving you can do? There's thanksgiving from your own mouth, but can you generate more thanksgiving for God? Chapter 9, 2 Corinthians. And let me share something with you. Anytime you read something in the Bible, you will really make God happy if you do it. Then just read it and say, that's nice. You see something in the Bible? Just go do it. It will make all the difference in your life. Look at chapter 9. Are we there? Paul was talking about giving to people. Now, he started talking from verse 9. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, is given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Let's keep reading. Let's read together, everybody. Now, may he who supplies to seed to the sower and bread for food, supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruit of your righteousness. What did he say next? Now, stop. That verse is too much. So let's go back and read it in another newer translation. Let's go to NLT from verse 10. Can you just take it back to, are we using the setting? Yes, but reduce the gain so it won't trouble us too much, more volume. For God is the one who provides seed for the farmer and then bread to eat in the same way. Can you follow that now? Can you follow that now? What does he do? He provides seed for who? Look at the screen now. And then bread for what? In the same way, what will he do? It will increase your resources. Did you hear that? Tell yourself, my resources can increase. And God can increase my resources. And then produce a great harvest of what? Generosity in you. Why will he do that? Look at next verse. Take a look at this verse. This is worth so much. I mean, look at this is where I live. I look at verses like this and I identify with them, particularly in time like this. What did he say? You see, don't start excusing yourself. Yes, you will be enriched in every way, so that you can travel abroad for vacation, so that you can live in a fine house, so that you can be really financially stable. No. Interesting. That's all important. Yes, you'll be enriched. This is where people leave God and they go somewhere else. So they want to use their means to get God off. And God won't follow your means because it's God. You are not God. He said, yes, you'll be enriched in every way so that you can have dollars against naira. So that you can always be what? Now, can I be honest with you? I grew up not to be generous. I grew up not to share. I would talk my brothers into spending their money for me so I'll keep my own. So don't think what I'm telling you is just my nature. Some people are very generous by nature. They buy things for everybody. That's where they grow up. I didn't grow up like that. What I'm doing today is following the word of God. Now listen, you'll be enriched in every way so you can be always generous. And I ask myself, why should I be generous for goodness sake? Because when I give out, they will take from me and I will lose. Then I read this. And when we take your gift to those who need them, what would they do? Do you hear that? So I can actually generate thanksgiving for God. And some of you never heard that. Can you imagine? Let me show you what that means. If my sister Enele here, she has a need, and she comes to me, and I say, oh, my sister, here's the money. She will thank God for that money I've given her. But let's go a step further. Imagine she never asked me, and I get up, and I give her something. That thanksgiving will be more than the first one. That's why the Bible said it is more blessed to give than to receive. Are we here? So, one of the greatest things you can ever do is to generate thanksgiving for God. Remember, let the people, that's where we're coming from. Let's go back there, Psalm 65. Psalm 67, verse 5. Take a look. Hallelujah. Let the people do what? Praise you, O God. Let all the people do what? What did he say next? Then, now, can we take this verse beyond today like this? Now, how can I get my wife to praise God? How can I get you to praise God? When I do something for you, when I give to you, I let you praise God. Did you hear what I just said? Oh, you didn't see that. Did you hear what I just said? That will stimulate giving more than anything else. Then he said, when you allow people to praise God, then the earth shall yield an increase. Now, this is where I live. I woke up this morning. I have an account where I usually give out. For a couple of days now, I've not really been, I've been very busy doing some other things. Not be giving. Not in that sense of giving, you know. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. So, I woke up this morning and I just said to myself, you have not been intentional in giving. So, let's go down there. The money is there, but I've not been giving. It's there. I just do my thing. I'm busy. But I said, let me now go on intention and give. I'm going on intention to generate thanksgiving to God. On purpose. God didn't ask me. You see, this is where many of us miss it. You should not be waiting for you to be told in church what to do. That will be too late. Huh? You should be acting by the impulse of the moment. Are we here, everybody? I know everybody's looking bad. I'm talking about giving now. I'm talking about thanksgiving. Thanks that come from giving. Is that here? And that's not just bringing the money to church. I'm not saying church. How many of you over here, be honest, don't lie. Let us go to hell. How many of you over here, if somebody walks up to you and gives you some money, won't you thank God? How many of you will thank God for it? Look around. Those who don't lift up their hands, don't ever give them anything. Those who ever lift up their hands, don't ever give, you are wasting your money. If you give to them, they are bad soil. I'm going to ask one more time. How many of you over here, if somebody gives you something, you're going to thank God for it? See, they are changing because they're going to get something now. You got it. This pastor now, wow. He's always blasting us. So, thanksgiving. You can generate thanksgiving. Let the people, permit them to praise God. Do something for them. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Now, do something in your spirit now. The Bible says, let every man give as he purposes. Now, purpose in your heart as you sit down there now that you are going to generate thanksgiving more to God before the end of this year by giving to somebody in need. Make up, close your eyes, tell yourself, deep down. Purpose in your heart now. Purpose. Don't look around. Don't whisk away this hour. Don't cut it off because this will make difference between life and death. Say, Lord, I'm purposing in my heart after today, finishing this Thanksgiving, September Thanksgiving, I purpose in my heart to generate more Thanksgiving in heaven by my giving. I will on purpose, let him give with purpose of heart. I will on purpose give to people who are in need, relatives near and far, church members, even unbelievers outside the faith. I will do something more for people to give thanks to God. Now, ask him, Lord, I receive the seed to sow. He told us, he said, I'm going to give you seed to the sower. All right, God. Say, Lord, I welcome seed to sow. I welcome financial resources to sow and generate thanksgiving to God. Thanksgiving. Purpose in your heart. Now tell yourself, I determined to do that today. Down deep in your heart. I determined to do that today. Now, don't look at what you have now. Just tell, I propose to do that. And the Bible says, God gives seed to the sower. God gives seed. We're going to multiply thanksgiving on the earth. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We're going to hear that reverberating around us. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for everything.
All right.
Stop.
One of the reasons why we lift up our hands in church, I tell you, it's not because it's just Pentecostal. If you look at your hands, that's what you collect things with. That's what you work with. And when we lift those hands up to God, we are saying this in essence. Every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above and it comes down. And normally what you use to collect things is your hand. So that hand is blessed when it's lifted up. Now, lift those hands and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
two more times. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for every.
One more time. One more time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We'll come back and read this place, but let's look at Psalm 134. Keep standing there. Psalm 134. It says, verse 1. 1:3-4. Behold, bless the Lord, all you. Now, if God's going to ask a servant under the old to bless him, how much more is children under the new? Come on. When your house girl thanks you, cannot be as enriching as when your son or your daughter thanks you. Anybody agree with me on that? If your dad, if your dad walks and says, Dad, thank you for the school fees. Thank you for, you know, it's more than just like your house girl saying, Dad, yes, you can't, that's a gap. So, bless the Lord, you all you servant of the Lord, who by night stand where? Are we in the night? Are we in the night? Now, what is the next? Next verse. Lift up your hands where? In the sanctuary. And do what? Okay, something I told you that one of the best ways to just act on the word of God instead of just waiting for something to move you. Now, that verse 1 says, behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord. So who stand? So let's stand up. It's night. It's night. Isn't that a night? It says, bless the Lord. Can you open your mouth and say, Lord, I bless you. I give you glory. Next verse says, lift up your hands in the sanctuary. That's command of the Bible. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary. And bless the Lord. Wow. Lift your hands and say, I bless you. With a heart of thanksgiving. With a mouth full of praise. I bless you, Lord. I will bless you, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Bless the Lord.
He is worthy to be praised and adored. So will lift up.
So getting tormented by a microphone here. It's running wild. Can this one work for her? Thank you. So just you can sit down a minute. We'll come back to you. All right. Glory to Jesus. This is what you can do. I want you to just make this this is our last night. I want to make it a habit. You know, David employed priests to just sing bless the Lord 24/7 in the sanctuary. Like you're saying. That's why I said, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord your God. You know, when you enter into the temple that David organized, the very first thing you hear is music. And can I tell you this? all those who have died and gone to heaven, the very first thing, all those who have gone to heaven on visit, the very first thing is music of heaven. The reason why we are having more problems here is because the praises of God are lower here. If you go to hell, there's no praise of God there. That's why it's a damn place. It's a place of damnation. There's no iota of praise of God there. On this earth, we have some level of praise. That's why when you have more thanksgiving, the house is more at peace. Am I right? See, when you, oh dear, thank you. Oh dear, yeah, I really appreciate that. Yeah, you see, that kind of house is far better than just you do something, then it's never enough. This 50,000, Akoto, 70, Lanido. Take money for fuel. Where would that one take me to? See, those kind of spirits, they are hellish. Hallelujah. One more time. Lift your hands. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Come on, let's do it again one more time. Blessed be your name, Father. Thank you for being my God, my strength, my song in the land of the living. Thank you. Remember, that's what we're here to do. Thank you. Oh, you are all that we need. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Open your mouth and bless him yourself. Say, bless the Lord your God. Thank you. Bless the Lord your God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord your God. Oh, glory to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right. Remember how we were in chapter 9, 2 Corinthians? We read verse 11, right? Chapter 9, verse 11. While you are enriched in everything, for all, give us an NLT. Yes, you'll be enriched in every way so that you can always be what? And when we take your gift to those who need them, what will they do? Look at next verse. I love this. So, two good things will result from this what? The needs of the believers in Jerusalem will be met. And next one, they will what? Joyfully express their thanks to God. Can I ask you a question? Between the believers and God, who is bigger? So, the thanksgiving has more impact than, this will help you today. I'm trying to get something to go home with, like a takeaway. You see, many of us, when we are giving, including myself, when we are giving something, we actually see our need being met more than anything else. I just got that money. I want to buy that wristwatch. Praise God. But actually, you don't see the other side of it. Appreciation to God. Before somebody put his hands in his pocket or a pocket and give you something, there's a lot of force involved with it. If you don't believe me, check up yourself. And you know, to just thank God is heavier than just what you enjoy. Wow. 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 Thanksgiving is heavier. You know, sometimes some widows will come to me, and when I help them like that, they turn around and just say, thank God, I start praying. For instance, a widow, she lost her husband and she had no kid. But before her husband married her, she had some kids with another woman, that one that died. So she had these kids that were, they had this kid that were from the first marriage, was a pastor of a church. And then the pastor died. The children kicked her out for having no children. She lives very far, travels down, end of Abeokuta. She got my office, and she was trying to get us to get a carpet. You know, carpet, this rubber carpet. That we should just try and get her. So I said, Rafake, go check. Then I was talking to her one day, and I said, actually, what? She said, I want to sleep on it. I said, no. I said, carpet is. He said, no. I said, don't you have bed? He said, no. Do you have mattress? She said, no. I only have mats. Now she's in her 60s, thereabout. Huh? So, she tried to get mattress, not get okay, carpet, rubber carpet to just sit on because it was cold. So it just dawned on me, what? It's not 60s. That, she has no child. Maybe her child would have been my whatever kind of thing. So I told Brother, get, let's see if we can get a mattress. Now, that met a need. But the thanksgiving is more than that. Because it was God that inspired me to go beyond the rubber carpet. You know, we don't see all that. All we see is the money and the mattress. But somebody's behind. Now lift your hands and say, thank you, Father, for everyone who has been inspired to do one thing good for me this year. Thank you. Somebody who has been inspired. Somebody who has been to just step out and just thank you. You are behind it. You are, you know, it's not just my boss doing that, my friends doing that. That Lord, you are behind it. And I want to give you the glory tonight. The voice that came, the text that came, the transfer that came, the help that came, the encouraging, whatever it is, it's God that's moving somebody. It's God that's somewhere there. Let's give him the glory. Say, Lord, from the beginning of this year to this moment, every inspiration, every act, every inspiration, every suggestion, every move, every gesture, every impulse that you move somebody to just be there for me, maybe at work, at home, wherever, at school, thank you, because you are the reason. You are the reason. And I just want to thank you tonight. Can you just fall on your knees and say, Lord, I appreciate that, and I'm looking forward to more. And I offer you thanksgiving for what is ahead. Thank you. Thank you that this year will end gloriously with more thanksgiving to you. Lord, I will have more reasons to give thanks to you for everyone who has been inspired. And I know you're going to inspire more people. You're going to suggest to more people to come to my aid, to come to my support, to come to my encouragement, to come to my comfort. And I want to thank you in advance. I want to bless you in advance. And Father, I appreciate what you are doing right now. Oh, thank you. For everyone who has stepped in to help me in my difficulty, in my struggle, in my pain, in my greatness, in my progress. Thank you. You are the inspiration behind it all. And I appreciate you today. And I give you the glory. And I give you the honor. In Jesus' name. Can we sit up? Hallelujah. And they will joyfully express their thanks to God. Two good things. Need be met, thanksgiving coming to God. Need be met, thanksgiving coming to God. Hallelujah. We used to sing one song years ago. You are worthy of my praises. It's an old song. Then we say, Alpha, Omega. Remember the song? We used to sing that before we hear, I don't get a lot. Are you hearing me? Alpha, open your mouth and say it. Alpha, Omega, you are worthy of my. Let's clap our hands, forget instrument, those days. Remember? Alpha, Alpha, Omega, you are worthy of my. Thank you. You are worthy of my. Alpha, Alpha, Omega, that you are worthy of my praises today. You are worthy. Two more times. Oh, Lord, Alpha, Omega, you are worthy of my praises today. You are worthy of my praises. Now clap those hands over your head. Come on. Praises. You are worthy of my praises. Hallelujah. Praise God, somebody. You know the meaning of that? Alpha means the one who starts it. And Omega means the one who ends it. Hallelujah. It will start the good things in our life. You know, sometimes we think it's hard to start. God will start it. Hallelujah. And he said, it will perfect all that concerns us. Amen. Are we listening? You know, our struggle is in between. So we give praises in those times. Are you hearing me? See, he will start it and he will finish it. But in between is our struggle. But thank God, tell yourself, in between, he will hear my praises. I will give him all the praise. Hallelujah. You know, right now, let's turn toward Jesus. Let's spend this moment to just appreciate Jesus, who is the agency of the Father to make all this available to us. And I would like you to stand up on your feet. We want to honor Jesus. I'm going to sing it like a love song. My Jesus. I want to sing it to him. It's a praise. You're going to tell him your promises are true. Your voices are beyond the mountains. My Jesus, my Savior. I want you to sing it to him. Not just only just sing because it's a nice song. Let's praise Jesus. Let's call him our Jesus. Ready?
My Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
My Savior.
Yes,
Lord.
Tell him.
There is none,
there's none like you.
Like
tell him, tell him, tell
all
him, tell
of
him.
My day.
All of
all my day.
Yes,
I want
directly
to
him.
Pray.
I want to.
Yes, Lord. Pray. Yes, Lord.
Your
mighty works in my life. Oh, yes, Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Oh, you are my comfort.
That's who you are, my comfort,
my shelter. Never seen to us.
Promises. They are my ways of escape. Thank you. Thank you. Thank him as you sit down. Thank him. Bless him. Give him glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. As we bring this to a close, remember last week I came talking about David. That David was running away from Saul. I don't want us to be unmindful of this, that people are here that are experiencing the negative and the other side of the goodness of God in the land of the living, the evil, the troubles, the detractions, the pressures. And we cannot be unmindful of that. Like I told you about David, David was running away from Saul and he ran to somewhere else in Gath trying to find an answer to somebody to just take care of him. And then they said, remember his past victory? That became a problem for him. How come that you that made A, you're now collecting F? What's wrong with you? And David was pushed to the wall. And David feigned madness. And he began to drop saliva from his mouth and start scratching the wall. But David, being a prophet, was staging something. That when life is that bad with you, stage a madness. A madness of praise. So David came out of that wall and he wrote Psalm 34. This poor man cried to the Lord. The Lord heard him. What did he cry? He cried the praise of God to God. So I want to plead with you today that, see, all of us over here, we don't have everything perfect in our lives. If anybody do, can I see your hands up? We are going to praise our way through it. Praise God, somebody. We're going to keep on praising. Remember, our last praise brought us where we are now. And we are going to go from here to where God take us to. Look, people that are sitting over here, they've gone through hell. Sometimes business struggles, sometimes health issues, sometimes you can't tell. But you know, they keep coming back here, not because they are unreasonable, not because they don't know what they are doing, but we surpass our brain and tell ourselves that God is bigger than this and is our Father. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus, somebody. We believe that. You know what happened to us in all this? Even when we are limping, we are making progress. No, be so. Even when we are limping, we are making progress. we see God still finish that house, right? We still make some money to pay our children's school fees, right? We still God is still there. It's not koto but opo. You understand that? They took manna. They couldn't take manna. Nobody was enough. So we're going to keep on walking with God. Amen, somebody. Keep on giving our praises. Amen. Somebody clap your hands for the Lord on the throne. Amen. I want you to, Pastor, pray. Stop praying. Start praising. I got some pastors, they come to me and say, I don't understand. I said, don't bother to understand. Just praise God. And pastors, will I praise him for it? I didn't ask you to praise him for it. Just praise him. Remove the four or what or with or without. Just remove others. Just praise him. Hallelujah. Why? He knows what he's doing. What did I say? Thank you for that. Hallelujah. He knows what he's doing. 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 One of my greatest challenges in life is my feelings. I don't know about you. It's my thoughts sometimes, my attitude sometimes just kind of go haywire. And I have to start looking for it. Are you to put it under my control? Anybody like me? You know, you just what that feel that look at this country, ta do take pa pa. You know, you said I just have to say, hey, come back here. You know what I mean? Why are you cast down on my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope, praise, lift him up. And it be the praise of my countenance. Is that all right? So this, we are finishing this today, but it's not ending. Are you hearing me? And some of us are going through some unreasonable things in our life. In my younger days, I tried to explain everything. I found that you can't explain everything. You can just praise God in everything. Do you get what I just said? Do you get what I just said? As a pastor, I've seen many things. I've seen things. But I've seen God too. So let's keep praising him. Is that all right? Is that all right? I don't know what it is in your life. Just say, Lord, I will praise you in the midst of that. I'll praise you in the midst of this. I'll praise you. I will magnify you. Come on. Tell yourself, within yourself, I'm going to keep on praising you in the midst of this. I don't have the answers. Things are not clear, but it's difficult. I'm going to praise you. I'm going to keep on praising you in the midst of this. I put my brain aside, and I put on the cap of my praise. This moment, I keep on praising you in this. I keep on magnifying you in this. And I'll bless you and make my boast in you. Thank you. Hallelujah. You know, I open your eyes. I got friends. I got friends that they were in some situation that has been there for years. And it's not because of their fault. Maybe relational, sometimes work. But you know what? I've just seen them just thriving. I'm flourishing in the midst of it all. Praise God. Praise God. I said, praise God. Wherever we go, we're going to face challenges and opportunities. We're going to thank God for opportunities and praise him with challenges. Praise God, somebody. Is that all right? Make up your mind. You're going to flourish by your praises. Tell yourself, I'm going to flourish by my praises. Oh, hallelujah. Let's round up. Psalm 8. Psalm 8. Glory. Verse 1. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Who have set your glory above the heavens? Look at next verse. This is what I want you to see as we round up. I want to take this gift home. Out of the mouth of babies and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence who? And the avenger. Jesus was quoting this verse while he was entering the temple with all the people shouting Hosanna. And he quoted this verse, I think 21 Matthew verse 19. I hope I'm correct. Let's see how he said, not a baby said, you have a different strength. Let's look at how he quoted it. 21 Matthew verse 19. What did he say? I hope I'm correct. Let's see it. 21. Okay, let me get the verse. So I want you to see it. I think it's verse after this one because it's the same story. Matthew 21. We're going to see how he quoted it. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, verse 16, thereabout. Let's read verse 16. Thank you. Not 19. And he said to them, like, listen. Okay, hold this verse. Go back to Matthew, Psalm 8. Go back to Psalm 8, verse 3. We read? Give us verse 3, Psalm 8. We're coming back here. Psalm 8, sorry, these guys, I know they are really trying. Verse 2, all right? Give us verse 2. out of the mouth of babies and nursing infants, you have ordained what? What has he ordained there? Strength. See that word? Because of your enemies. Now let's go to Matthew 21, verse 16. Jesus was quoting this verse, and let's see how he turned it around. And said to them, do you hear what these are saying? Those boys were screaming and shouting in the temple. And Jesus said to them, yes, have you never read? Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infant, you have ordained strength. What did he say over here? So, perfecting, bringing your praise to fulfillment is ordaining strength for your life. Wow. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Did you hear what I just said? So, perfecting praise is ordaining strength. What does it mean to ordain? Okay, have you ever been before to see somebody getting ordained to the ministry? They say, call it ordination. They come out, they anointed him with oil and call him reverend or pastor or bishop or apostle or pope or something. Then he said, it's consecrated. So I'm consecrating strength for myself. I'm anointing strength when I'm praising God. Amen, somebody. I'm telling strength to be aware that I'm here and to be with me for this journey. Amen, somebody. Tell yourself, my praise is my strength. Hallelujah. I said, because of your enemies, because of your enemies, because of financial enemy, spiritual enemies, social enemies, career enemies, I'm going to perfect my praise. Is that clear tonight? Out of the mouth of babies and nursing infants who don't get brain. They don't have brain. You see, children don't have brain. You know about that? They don't get common sense like the rest of us. They just make noise. So in the same way, tonight, say, Lord, I'm going to praise you. I'm going to make it a pattern and a lifestyle. Blessing your name. Lift your hands and say that to him. Lord, I'm going to praise you. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to lift you up. When I don't understand, I will not just be there, sad and depressed. I'm going to praise you. I'm going to praise you. I'm going to sing of your goodness in the land of the living. I make up my mind as we round up today that praise will become a perfect way of expressing myself. I'm going to praise you. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to lift up your name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Can we thank him in this moment? Can we thank him? Can we thank him? Can we appreciate him for taking us all through these four Sundays, or four Fridays rather, this month, just to help us get acquainted with praise. Hallelujah. Now, get up on your feet. Psalm 8 verse 2 says, you have, give us on the screen one more time. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infant, you have ordained strength because of your enemies. Let's look at this verse in Message Bible. We're going to just sing for about 5 minutes. And we're going to make this song about. It says, nursing infant goggle crosses about you. Toddlers shout the songs that drown out enemy talk, and silence atheist babble. That means godless talk in our mind. Give us NLT for this verse. I want us to do something now. Just 5 minutes. Can you come here? You have taught children and infants to tell of your strength or to praise you, silencing. Silencing. You know, sometimes I want to convince you. The Lord just really helped me to convince you. Pastor, what are we going to do right now? We are going to do what Jehoshaphat did. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Jehoshaphat was confronted with 3 major armies. And he went to God, cried out to God, and said, God, God said, I've already given you the victory. Go to war. And the Bible says, second day, let's hear what the man said. He said, he called the soldiers, said, soldiers, stay over here. He now called the singers and put the singers at the front. You are going to go and face the enemy. Now, I want you this moment to stand as if you are confronting whatever in your life that you want to have to change in it. Whatever it is that you want to have changing. Whatever you think that is being out of reach, can be hard, can be hard. You can just, and I want just this last minute, about minutes. And you know what he did? He told them, he said, don't sing even about the enemy. Don't even sing about your victory. Just get up, singers go ahead and say, the Lord is good. And his mercy endures forever. The Lord is good. Bible said, as they were singing, the Lord is good. Mercy endures forever. Bible said, the enemy A attacked the enemy B. And the enemy B was finished by enemy A. And enemy A turned against enemy C and finished themselves. And all they were doing was what? The Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. The Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. The Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. Close your eyes, say, Lord, you are God. You are God. Scream it. You are God. You are God. And your mercy endures forever. You are God. You are God. And your mercy endures forever. Before we sing it, shout it. You are God. And your mercy endures forever. You are God. Listen. Hold on. Hold on. There are valleys when they fight. There are wars. And these soldiers were behind the singers. And you know, those guys were ready with all their weapons. And the guy just said, just imagine the chorus go through the valley. You are God. Your mercy endures forever. You are God. You are God. Your mercy endures forever. Oh God. I refuse to see something else. You are good. And your goodness is enough for me. Your goodness is enough for me. You see, you are singing in the valley of the enemy. Don't forget that. You are saying this, confronting that thing in your life. You are God, God. God, you are good. God, you are good. And your mercy endures forever. Enemy may be lack of direction, guidance, help, favor, whatever it is. You are God, God. You are God, God. He says, thou preparest a table. A table right before me in the presence. You are God. And your mercy endures forever. Let's sing that song. Let's sing. Let's talk. Let's make it a song now. The shout, we have shouted. Let's make it a song. You're good. Oh. You are good.
You are good and you're good.
I want you to sing it in the face of whatever is before you. Let's sing it well. Come on. You are good.
You are good and you're good.
My sin is for. Sing it. Sing it.
Alleluia.
Sometimes, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Sometimes, you know, when we are doing praise and worship in church, we think just praise and worship. Now, I want you to sing it. Your eyes closed. You don't have to look at the screen. You know the song already. I want to sing it in the valley. I want to sing it in the face of things that are around you. You know what is bugging you? You are good. You are good. Let's do it.
You are good and your mercy is forever.
This is our last line. This is our last line. Hallelujah. Hey. Faster. You are good.
You are good.
You are good and your mercy.
Close your eyes
forever.
And sing it to God in the face of that thing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are good.
You are good and your mercy is forever. Hallelujah.
You are good.
You are good.
You are good and your mercy is forever.
Whatever you are facing. Sing in the face of it.
Hallelujah.
Sing the goodness of God.
You are good,
you are good.
And your mercy is forever.
Hallelujah.
Don't look around. Close your eyes and
you
look at God
so
in the
good.
Face of that thing.
Your mercy is forever.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Forever.
Hallelujah.
time, one more time, one more time.
You are good, you are good, and
your mercy is forever.
Hallelujah. You know, open your eyes. When we were singing, you know what I saw? This is one of my greatest blessings tonight. Everyone listen to this. This will help you. I just saw it. I mean, I never seen like that before. Why is the devil putting so much pressure on you? Why is he turning things against you? Why is it sometimes financial help, cost up it, you know, emotional, family, spiritual, scare you at middle of the night? I just saw tonight what it's all about. I just saw him just singing. You know, the devil came to God over Job. And he said, let make life difficult so that it will cost you to your face. So the real purpose of this is not about you. It's about you speaking evil of God. It's about you telling God, hey, see, every time you do like that, the devil has achieved his aim. You know, after he put all the things on Job, Job didn't budge. And the devil came back and said, God, skin to skin, touch his body. Let's see whether we don't do that. And he did touch his skin and started cursing the day he was born. So when you begin to say, God, you are good, you have defeated him. Because what is after is to say that God is bad in your life and God can't help you and you are finished. But when you turn it around, you have gotten the victory already before you started the job. Say, Lord, you are good. Devil is a liar. Lord, you are good. Your mercy endures forever. Your mercy endures forever. Your mercy endures forever. Maybe you are broke here tonight. Maybe you are sick here tonight. Devil is telling you God is not good. But hear me. God is good. God is good. All the time.
He put a song of praise in this heart,
yes,
of mine. God is good.
Come on.
All the time. Through the darkest night.
His light.
His light will shine. God is good.
Whoa.
God is good. All the time.
Hold on. Emeka, help me for this song. Drop your guitar. Get on the drum for me. Emeka, I beg. Emeka, help me get on the drum. Collect him. Give him the bass guitar. No, I want to do this last one for God. Don't worry, I'm going to just take our communion. We don't have to preach communion again. We just praise and then take our communion. Let's see. It's Baba for drum. Just bass guitar too. Okay, no problem. I don't need bass guitar. I just need drum. Praise God. Thank you. Are we ready? I hope you can still do that for me a little bit. Emeka, thank you. Yeah. God is good. Yeah.
God is good all the time.
Whoa.
He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time.
Whoa.
Through the darkest
night, his light
will shine. God is good. God is good.
The devil's a bad devil.
Whoa. Sing, God is good.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time. Put a song of praise in this hour. God is good. All the time. His light will shine.
His light will shine. God is good.
Whoa.
God is good.
God is good.
All the time.
Hold on. When the devil killed the sons of Job, killed his camels, messed up his business, we know what he should do now. He just screamed, God is good. You know, it's really bad for God later. I mean, if you understand the book of Job, God had to come back later and say, Job, why did you mess up? In all this mess, bless, praise God. When you are messing, life is messing with you, bless me. But you are not blessing me. He was cursing the day he was born. He was angry. For 8 months, he was in that mess. And one day, one boy came and said, Balagbaini, I must say Langbalangbana. And then they turn around and start praising God. Offering sacrifice. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of time, can I be honest with you? Pastor, some of you think, Pastor, don't face anything. My wife is here, we face things. We just bless the Lord and walk off. And then you know what? The devil can't have my praise. devil can't have my praise. I may be down, but I'm not out. The devil can't have, tell yourself, the devil won't have my praise. Only God is good. Make it higher tempo. Emeka, let's go. God is good. God is good. God is good. Last one. Make it faster.
God is good. All the time.
Come on.
It put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good. All the time. Through the darkest night.
Give me some
God will
drum.
Shine. God is good.
Higher drum. Come on.
God is good. All the time.
God is good.
Yes, he's good.
God is good.
Hey. All the time.
He put a song,
song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good. All the time.
Yes, Lord.
Through the darkest night, his light will
now,
shine.
Listen.
God is good.
Listen, listen.
God
the chorus.
Is good.
What is it? That's the eye. Yeah.
If you're walking
yeah.
through the valley,
yeah.
and there are shadows all around, do not fear.
Yeah, he will guide you.
He will guide you.
He will keep you safe and
sound. He will keep you safe and sound.
Whoa.
For he has promised.
Never leave you.
Never leave
Not
you.
Not forsake you.
Don't forsake
And this world is true.
And this world Whoa. Is true. God is good. All the time.
Yeah.
If we're a song of praise. In this heart of mine. God is good. All the time,
yeah.
Still the darkest night, his light will shine.
God is good. God is good. Oh, hallelujah! 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 Glory! Glory! To be unreasonable that God is good. Got all these atheists attacking God everywhere. God is good. You know the proof? He gave us his son. I told you we are going to have communion now. We're going to take the bread and go home. We're not preaching again. You just keep standing. They're going to serve the bread and the communion to us. Let me read this to you in the Bible. And then we 26 Matthew verse 26. Just keep on standing. Keep on standing. We are going home soon. In fact, the first Passover they had, they were not sitting down. They took the command on their way out. Take a look. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body." Next verse. And then he took the cup and gave thanks, and he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you." Next verse. And for this is my blood of the new covenant, you said for many for the remission of my sins, of your sins. Next verse. And I said to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new to my Father's kingdom. Next verse. And I love this. And then when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. That was the only reported incident where Jesus sang in the Bible. That's the only report. We didn't hear him singing anywhere else. They sang praises. Why? Why we can praise God? Because if he gave us his only one, what else won't he give us? Like one guy said, to hell with the devil. I mean, to hell with the devil. To hell with the devil, man. I mean, what else will God do for us? But I know our brain, you only just do this. Oh, come on, lift up and say, "Jesus, thank you for going to the cross. Thank you. Thank you, Lord." Can I have our leaders please come? While we are still standing. Okay, I will let you sit down in a minute because they're going to pass it around. Sit down in a minute. Let's have our leaders come and give us. Leaders, please come. Come help us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. All right. Guys, come and help me put off the fan. All right. You surround us. Okay. Praise God. I want you to... We are not having communion again next week. We are having it today because we want to be praising and the hymn Jesus was singing. I guess the thing about the goodness of God too in the face of death. You know. As we take the bread, we are going to pray over them, but then we're going to collect the bread and collect the cup. Don't take it until all of us have taken cup and bread in our hand. And don't forget this. The total drive of the enemy is to say that God is not good in your life. God brought us this far to this point. I think this is the brightest point of this first Fridays of worship, that I now see the reason why I have to sing, because the devil wants to let me know that God can't do much in my life. And God is lazy, God is slothful, God is bad, God is wicked. But I'm saying tonight that my God is good. What about you? And anyone who can lay down his own song for us must be good to us. So, Father, we thank you for Jesus. Jesus, we thank you for giving your life. We take this cup and we take this bread and we give thanks tonight. And we celebrate your goodness, our Father. In the face of what we face in our lives today, as a country, as a people, as an individual, as a Christian, as a single person, as a married person, as a single parent, as divorced, as infant, whatever our life stages, as widows, we say you are good. And your goodness will mark us. Your goodness will mark us. So we take this bread and this cup and we give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's collect the cup and the bread. Hallelujah.
And this is season dear.
Thank you,
Lord. For the Lord is good. For the Lord is good.
Yes, the Lord is God.
For the Lord is good.
And his mercy.
And his mercies endure forever. Sing for the Lord. For the Lord is good.
For the Lord is
yes, the Lord.
Good.
For the Lord is good. His mercies endure forever.
For the Lord is
good. For the Lord is good.
For the Lord is good.
And over the Lord is good. And his mercies endure forever.
Good.
For the Lord is good.
For the Lord is good.
if you have not gotten bread and the cup, if you have not gotten bread or cup, can you lift up your hands wherever you are so they can come to you?
Thank you. And His mercies endure forever.
Hallelujah. Guess what I've got here?
And His mercies.
Thank you. Leaders, let's get your own too. All right. Have you all got it? If you have not got it, okay, on this side, lift your hands, let them see your hands very well. On this side over here, thank you. Bread or cup, they'll get across to you. At the back, have you gotten at the back there? All right, great. Okay, thank you. I want all of us to get our bread. Leaders, please collect your bread and cup and come sit down. Thank you. We are coming to an end of this service. As we... Bible says after they finished eating, they went out. I think all the four Fridays came to this conclusion this evening. And it's good I saw it too because I need to see that. For me tonight, one of the greatest things that happened to me tonight is to see that, you know, here you are having different issues and say you're praising God. I mean, you should be telling God what's going on and let God be arising. But I just saw tonight that all this together just to make me to see that God is not good. Like Job was telling God, you will see, he will tell you to your face. Some of the struggles we have in our family, unemployment sometimes, the troubles, stuff, the sinful habits, patterns in our life that prayed, he has not broken. And we say, so long, Washa. No. Praise God. Like you say, No, God says just Musawasha. God is good. Hallelujah. Are we here, everybody? Don't let that thing tell you that. And I got this verse. I want us to just think about it as we go home tonight. Romans chapter 12, verse 21. Romans 12. Can you read it, everybody, with me? Do not be overcome by, but overcome. What should you overcome evil with? You know, we call the gospel the good news. Tonight, I see men and women here. God is saying, put on your armor. Fight with me against the evil. I'm good. Join my side. Let's don't just carry on and just say, but it's really orun yato, and orun is good. Don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good, with the goodness of God. Tell yourself, wake up yourself, put yourself aside and embrace the goodness of God tonight. This is the good news. Jesus went to the cross for us. Tell yourself, my God is good. And it does me good. Take bread in your hand. Jesus, we thank you tonight. We remember you. Bible says when you came, you anointed, you went about doing good. And you have not stopped. You have not stopped. You have not stopped. Because you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. There are different kinds of goodness that we need in our lives. Lord, you know, I don't know. I have my own goodness I need. And the rest of your people over here. We know where evil is trying to master our lives and write a different narrative. But we've chosen your narrative tonight. Your wonderful goodness is our choice. And we overcome all the evil. First of all, in our consciousness, in our own mind. We say that what God has for us, we will have it. And what God is to us will never change. Thank you, Father. We receive this bread in Jesus' name. Let's eat it. As we take the cup in our hand, one more time we remember Jesus. He went about doing good. He will fight for good. Somebody call him the brave heart. There was a film called Brave Heart. So somebody called Jesus like the brave, our brave heart. A woman who was bent over 18 years. Jesus got on there and said, "Woman, you're free." And the pastor of the church started attacking Jesus for healing her. And Christ just went after him. Why? On behalf of the woman. Ladies, here, you will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And no man will stop it in Jesus' name. Because Jesus is your real man. Praise God. That man was trying to stop that woman. See, the man was collecting offering from her and tithe from her. But when she needs healing, he said, "Shut up. Go to, come back during the week." But he won't tell her, "When you are bringing offering, come back next week." I was telling my wife this afternoon, one man of God, this man is a man of God, so it's some wild country. He just got saved and he was not having, yet looking like a Christian. His hair was long. He was a rock singer, you know, long hair. Like that's how he got saved and got to church and they started attacking him. So this guy, you know, he had bills of money. He was a rock singer, had a lot of bills of money. So he got to church. One day, the pastor was preaching against sinners and cool. So when he finished, he walked up to him and said, "Pastor, you need some money?" He took out the money, bail like that, want to give to him. "Slap him back." Said, "You bad. You want my money, you're attacking me." You know, these pastors. They might have to me another one. Tell me this story so you can get some from it. Said, this church, they are trying to raise money. They need about $8,000. This same pastor, this same guy who is now a man of God, walked in there. He just had about 80,000 profit. And he took $8,000 of the money, dollars. I mean, the whole church, they had to pray for that for about 3 or 4 months to get that money. He just got down, put the money on the table of the pastor. Pastor nearly passed out. Huh? You know, I told my wife, we have been used to so much struggle that when God comes in his goodness, he shocks us. Like Zechariah, he's been waiting for a child for long. And God said, "You have a son." How do I? God said, "Please, just be quiet for the next 9 months. We'll sort the rest out." Oluwaya elenu. What I say? Oluwaya walenu. Hallelujah. His goodness will overtake it. As we take this cup, on the assurance of the blood of Jesus and the goodness of God, we will see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Lord, you are not going to die. You died. That's our guarantee, our assurance. And we welcome that guarantee. Just a minute, open your eyes. We just bought something from Lagos last week. And I said, "Are you sure?" I said, "There are 5-year guarantee, or warranty rather." Arrested. There's a guarantee. This is our guarantee of our goodness. He shed his blood. How many of you have ever had going to court to sign some affidavit? Then you will ask to come commissioner for oath, and then they will put something like red seal, something like that. Have you ever seen that? It's actually a seal symbolizing blood. And the best blood has sealed our salvation. The best blood in the world. In the universe. The brother speaks better than that of Abel. Abel was crying for vengeance. But this blood is speaking mercy and better things. So as we round up today, this blood is speaking for us. The goodness of God, the land of the living. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's take it. Bible said, after they did that, they sang and departed to the Mount of Olives. I want us to sing a song that I just heard in my spirit when we were about to give the bread. This song will put you in the class. It's an old song that we sing. Olorun dada. Olorun dada.
Dada, Olorun.
Listen, listen. Oh, say me.
Da, da. Oh, what
somebody's
da,
listening to
me. Oh, Lord, da, da. The Lord will take me.
Oh,
Lord,
hold on. Hold on. Hold on. I know my problem. You know my problem is that it's a nice song. And it's emotionally lifting. But see beyond just a nice song that you have not heard in recent time. See it as if you are actually saying, this God is behaving well toward me. I'm not looking at what I see. Praise the Lord. If you come tell me that my wife stole my money, I will say, are you sure? She can't steal my money. It's our money. So you have to be sure of something. Tell your neighbor, God is good to me. He won't make me sick. He won't make me broke. Broke and sick, they are not from him. So I will not accept that. Lack of peace, restlessness, hopelessness, they are not his works. Olorun dada, Olorun temi. Oh, semi dada. Oh, boy. I don't have time for this tonight. Are you here, everybody, as we go home? Are we here? My first house in Abeokuta that I rented, I was a bachelor coming from Lagos. I got to Abeokuta and I found a house at Salegbeyi. I wish one day I would take the picture and come and show you the house. It's still there. They have not broken it down yet. It's like a two-story building, no, one-story building with the second story built at the back. Look at the camera, Abeokuta. Room and parlor, kitchen and toilet. And it was 80 naira per month. That was 80 naira or 80 kobo? Was 80 naira. And my landlord was Alaji Arue Alakoti. I don't know if you know Alakoti. You know Alakoti? Also, I'm not lying. But I think the man is dead now. But you know, my first house I got, and I went to him, said, I want to rent your house. He said, bulletin, he said. I said to him, I'm working for the good news people. He said, see one Sanwo Dada. I can't forget that. See one Sanwo Dada. Now, I had to stand for God's reputation. I can't forget that moment. I said, I had a problem before with God. Some things are not all my needs are met. I prayed some prayer, God didn't answer. Like you and me too. But I stood up and I said, one Sanwo Dada. My mind said, be careful. After I said that, because I know if I say anything else, I won't get that house. So I said, let's see what I do. And he gave me the keys. God is my witness. I never missed out on my rent. I was repairing there. I would repair the house, sort there, and I did some construction there. When I was going, he called me. He thought it was me that did it. He said, your type to come and rent this house. And I was gullible enough. I went to one brother to come and rent the house. The brother scattered the reputation with his wife. Messed up the house. I want you in that vein to get up on your feet. As we live here, I don't know what some of you may not have what to eat tonight. Some of us, we are not even sure whether we're going to keep on using our car or not. But Olorun Dada, Olorun Temi. I want you to sing that song and dance with it. And then we dance home. Are we ready?
Let's go.
Olorun Dada, Olorun Dada, Olorun Temi.
Olorun Todara ni.
O shemi dada,
O shemi dada, O wa dada si mi, Olorun dada, Olorun,
Olorun dara dara ni,
Olorun dada, Olorun,
Olorun dara dara ni,
Olorun dada, Olorun temi,
O shemi dada,
O shemi dada,
Hold on. You know, I always love answers because they help me a lot. When we are singing, somebody said, I heard somebody sing, what about what God is doing now? What about what's happening in my life now? And I heard God replying you that that's just part of the sin. That's sin one. You have not seen sin two. You know what I just said? You know, I just saw somebody here like Naomi, lost the husband, lost the two children, and then the two wives of the children, they were about to find their way. And he entered Bethlehem and he said, don't call me Naomi, call me Mara. God has made me bitter. God is bitter toward me. By the way, that's Ruth chapter 1. That's sin 1. Are you hearing me? So wherever you are right now, if it's bad, it's sin 1. God is coming. Chapter 2 will come. 3 will come. And 4 will come. And you know, that when the last sin comes, God will put you in the lineage of the godly. Naomi was finished. No child, no nothing, no grandchild. But when God finished, she gave birth through Ruth to the grandfather, great-grandfather of David. And Ruth entered the line of Jesus' genealogy. So I want you to tell yourself, whatever is happening, I know God will finish it well. Oh, Lord, da, da. Let's go. Sing it. Sincerely. 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 Oh, that will finish what you began. Good night. God, good night. Sing it on your way home. Get the business meeting in the morning, 9 o'clock now, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock Sunday joint service, 9 o'clock too. Thank you. Monday,